This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The global economy being a big place as it is, that Brexit vote is going to play out in a whole lot of ways, including food and the American farmers and businesses who sell into the European market. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
U.S. farmers are facing a lot of scrutiny these days over issues like animal welfare and genetically modified crops. Bob Young is chief economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation. He worries American ag producers could face tougher scrutiny and regulations in the EU without the UK around to push back.
The UK has kind of always been a good moderating voice in the EU. The UK guys are the ones that say, you know, come on, we got to do this. Or, you know, that's stupid. You know, let's get this moved.
Young's talking about the UK's influence within the European Commission, the EU's executive body. The Commission recently extended its authorization of the use of the chemical glyphosate, which UK officials supported. Glyphosate's a pesticide widely used on genetically modified corn and soybeans. Blocking its use could limit U.S. farmers and exporters' access to the European market. Young worries the Brexit increases the possibility of a ban.
If they can decide to ban that, you know, it's like, geez, how are you going to farm? Who knows what comes next?
Then there's the trade deal known as the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, which would do things like lower tariffs on American ag exports to the EU. Joe Glauber at the International Food Policy Research Institute says the UK has been an important advocate for it.
And certainly their exit complicates all the TTIP negotiations, because I don't see how that helps at all in terms of trying to reach any sort of agreement with the EU in the meantime.
But Glauber says the really big question is whether the UK Brexit vote is just the first shoe to drop and whether global markets will see more turmoil. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.